Hey, what's up, coach? Welcome back. If you hear a background noise, there's a really annoying bird that's right outside my office right now. And it's been chirping for the last like 3 hours. And I'm going to shoot this episode no matter what, just because this has been on my mind and it's on my schedule to do this right now. So here's today's topic. It is insight on closing higher end packages, right? And I'm going to be walking through my process of how I do this. And the first thing that we need to know is everything needs to be on a routine, right? You've heard me talk about this before, but when I get on a sales call, I have many things under control. So number one, I'm reaching out to the prospect. They'll never call me. Like, that never happens, because anytime a prospect calls me, they're already in control of my time. And if I pick up, I might be busy doing something else. So I will always be in control of when I call, because I will set the sales appointment, right? So that's number one. Number two, I'm always going to be in the same room when I do my sales calls. I'm not like superstitious at all, but I do know if I'm not in my office when I do these calls, it's easy for me to get distracted. It's easy for me to get thrown off when I'm not in my work environment. So I need to be in my work environment when I'm on a sales call, right? Then number three, I'm very prepared, right? I know who I'm talking to. I know what time I'm calling them. I have notes on probably different things about that person that I'm speaking with before I speak with them. And so that comes down to your application process. And if, for example, if you're a coach who's gone through my application process, I mean, you know how clean that is. It's very simple. It's easy for you to sign up to chat with me. It's easy to understand like what it is that we do. I give a very detailed descriptive overview of our program before anyone calls me, so they know how serious it is. They know how it's set up. They know everything that's in there. And then we schedule a call. So is your process detailed? All right. Now, with that, it's when we get on the call, it's very simple. We know what questions we want to ask. And I will tell you, like, I know this for a fact. If you go into a call and you don't know how the conversation is going to go, you're not going to close clients, especially clients who are going to start paying you more. They're not going to pay you more money if you're disorganized on your call, because people, what they do is they shut off and they get turned off speaking to someone who's not organized. Like, I know for me, if let's say I got on a call with you, and I feel that, wow, like, you're selling me this private training and you don't even know what the price is, or where I'm able to negotiate price with you. Like, that sort of stuff turns away committed people, right? So you should have things up on your computer screen, and you should run every call either on Zoom and record your calls or on Google Voice, one of those two. Like, the technology we have now is so good. Like, you don't need to use your cell phone. You should just record everything on your computer. This way you can go back and coach yourself on how your calls are doing, right? Which is very key. That's one of the reasons why I've been able to get better at sales, is I study. It's like game tape. I go back and watch what happens in the game on my calls. And if I don't do that, well, then how am I going to know I'm getting better? And this is one of those little details that most coaches don't do. And I will tell you, my most successful coaches that I've coached, they all do it. Every single one of them, they follow that to a T. And not only do they follow to a T, but they improve after every call because they take notes. And I've created a spreadsheet for them where it tracks everything. Like an eagle in the sky that's hungry, right? That kind of tracking. Now, we've gone through like where you need to be, setting a routine. Now let's talk about the mindset. Now, if you don't believe in your product, no matter what you say on the call, you're not going to be able to sell it. It doesn't matter what you say. Like, if you don't believe in your product, they won't believe in your product. And it doesn't matter if it's $5 or $5,000. They're not going to buy it. And if you believe in your product and you are asking the right questions and you're talking to the right type of person, it doesn't matter how much it is. It could be $500 or $5,000 or $50,000. They will buy it. And that's very key, because self-belief is, in my opinion, is probably 80% of sales. Is, do you believe in your product? If you don't, you can't make sales. And I know this. I've been there. I used to not believe in what I was selling with private training because I wasn't confident in my coaching ability at the beginning. So it made it hard for me to do sales. That's why I charged very little. And it was hard for me even to close clients who were paying very little, right? It was hard to do that. It's because they didn't believe me. Now, when you have a higher self-belief, sales becomes a lot easier. And there should be no one on the planet who believes in your product more than you and the person that you're speaking to over the phone, right? They have to believe in what you're doing, and you have to be solving their problem. If you are not solving a problem, it doesn't matter if it's $10 or $5,000. They're not going to buy it. If you're solving a deep problem and you can help them with that, they will pay you a premium to help them. How do I know this? Well, the last, I'd say 5 years now, I've been practicing doing sales that are between, let's see here, some ranging between like $300 a month to $3,000 upfront payments. Last year, I had a client who invested $18,000 into my program. I know a thing or two about high ticket sales and getting clients to be committed. So I've been doing this for multiple years now. And what I've realized, though, is it doesn't matter how great your program is. They're not going to know that until you close them into your program. So you need to learn how to be a closer. And the way you learn how to be a closer is you start treating your sales calls like a professional. And pros don't go through the motions. Like when I watch an NBA game, a couple months ago I was watching the NBA. It was the Clippers and the Nuggets. I was watching one of those games, and it's like you're not going to see Kawhi go through the motions in a game. He's going to show up. He's going to play really hard. He was probably very prepared before he got there. Drank a lot of water. Got a massage. Like, took it really serious. Ate really good. So you have to treat yourself like that. You, like a professional here. You're not just winging it and going through the motions. And by the end of the year, you should know what your sales percentage is. And if you don't know what that is, you're not as organized as you think. And I can tell you, I could call any of my top clients right now and I could say, what's your sales percentage this month? They wouldn't even hesitate. They'd be like, oh, it's 34.5%. Like, that's the level of details I'm talking about. So when you implement and you model what I'm talking about here, like, just know it's not going to work unless you're a pro about it. You got to be a pro in your sales process. And first impressions is everything. And that's why if someone has the ability to call me and I pick up and I'm distracted, what is that saying about my business? What is that saying about how organized or disorganized I am? Right? So I hope this helps you. Now, if you've listened to the last couple episodes, you know that I'm doing a $500 discount on our group coaching program. If you want to get in on that, all you need to do, it's very simple. Send me a text at 210-960-5771, 5771, if you live in the U.S. or Canada. If you live anywhere outside of U.S. or Canada, you can still join the program. We have coaches from 8 different countries that are part of it. Just send me a message on Instagram. I'll send you over a resource. You can check it out, and then we can get on a sales call. All right? That's what we do. We get on a coaching call where I understand what your business looks like. I see if you're a good fit. If you're not a good fit, I will tell you that. Not everyone I speak with is a good fit. I would say right now, around 20 to 30% of coaches I talk to get accepted. Everyone else does not get accepted into my program. All right. So we don't accept everyone. I don't want to work with every single coach in the world in this program. That's not my intention. I have a very clear intention for coaches in my program. I've talked about that in other podcasts. And if you want the discount, though, the discount ends the day before Thanksgiving. I've talked about that over the last two episodes. So jump in, shoot me a text or shoot me a message on Instagram, and we can move forward from there. See you later.